Anderson .Paak, Come Home x Smoking Out the Window x Tints Hip Hop Soul Funk Pop.
Brandon .Paak Anderson, 2-3, born February 8, 1986, better known by his stage name Anderson.
.Paak, Peck, PK, 4, is an American rapper, singer, songwriter, record producer, and drummer.
He released his debut mixtape, OBE Volume 1, in 2012 and went on to release Venice in 2014. 5. In 2016 he followed up with Malibu, 6, which received a nomination for Best Urban Contemporary Album at the Grammy Awards, followed by Oxnard, in 2018. At the 61st Grammy Awards, .Paak won his first Grammy Award for Best Rap Performance with the song Bubblin'. 7. He won another Grammy in 2020 for Best R&B Album with Ventura and won for Best R&B Performance for Come Home, featuring Andre 3000. 8.
Anderson .Paak. .Paak at the 2018 Roskilde Festival. .Paak at the 2018 Roskilde Festival. Background information. Birth name Brandon .Paak Anderson, also known as Breezy Lovejoy Cheeky Andy DJP. We born February 8, 1986, age 36, Oxnard, California, U.S. Education Foothill Technology High School. Genres: Hip Hop Soul Funk. Population: 1. Occupations: Rapper Singer Songwriter Record Producer Drummer. Instruments: Vocals Drums. Years active: 2007 present. Labels: Atlantic Aftermath Art Club, Steel Wool, Stones Throw, Empire, Hellfire Club, OBE. Member of No Worries, Silk Sonic, Spouse J. Lynn, M. 2011, Children 2 website. www.andersonpaak.com. Apart from his solo career, Anderson formed the duo No Worries in 2015 with record producer Knowledge. He is frequently accompanied by the band Free Nationals, who play a variety of instruments, such as electric guitar, bass, piano, keyboards and drums, and also serve as backing vocalists. In 2021, he formed the duo Silk Sonic with fellow singer-songwriter Bruno Mars. The duo's debut single, Leave the Door Open, became Anderson's first single to reach number one on the Billboard Hot 100, and was the recipient of 4 awards, including Song of the Year and Record of the Year at the 64th Grammy Awards. Contents: Early life. Brandon .Paak Anderson was born on February 8, 1986, at St. John's Regional Medical Center in Oxnard, California. 9. He is of mixed African American and Korean heritage. 10. Anderson's mother was born in South Korea during the Korean War. 11. To an African American man who is presumed to have been a soldier. She was abandoned in a Korean orphanage and adopted by an African American family in Compton, CA. 12.
At age 7, Anderson saw his estranged father attack his mother. My little sister and I went out front and my pops was on top of my mom. There was blood in the street. He was arrested and that was the last time I saw him. I think he did 14 years, 13.
Shortly after he started his senior year of high school, his mother was criminally convicted of major fraud. I got a call in class. They arrested your mom today. Anderson's mother pleaded guilty to defrauding investors of millions using her produce distribution company. She received a 7-year prison sentence. 13. Career 2009-2013. Career beginnings. Anderson began producing music from his bedroom as a teenager, while attending Foothill Technology High School. His first experiences performing were as a drummer at his family's church. 14. In 2011, prior to being a successful working musician, Anderson became homeless with his wife and infant son after he was dismissed from his job at a marijuana farm in Santa Barbara. 15. Early in his career, Anderson used the stage name Breezy Lovejoy. 16. In 2011, Anderson had started earning acceptance in the Los Angeles music world as he worked on his debut album. Shafiq Hussein of Sa Ra and Los Angeles-based rapper Dumbfounded helped Anderson recover financially from losing his job in Santa Barbara by employing him as an assistant, videographer, or writer and producer. He completed OBE Volume 1 and released the album on June 30, 2012. He became the drummer for former American Idol semi-finalist Hayley Reinhardt. 15. After the release of OBE Volume 1, Anderson changed his stage name to Anderson .Paak. He claims that the dot stands for detail, the need to pay attention to detail. 17, 18. On November 27, 2013, Paak produced and recorded cover art, an all-covers EP.
Paak was inspired by the white artists of the 1950s who achieved commercial success by remaking songs written by black blues and R&B singers, while hardly ever compensating the original artists. 19. Cover art reversed the process and transformed folk and rock classics from white musicians into a mold of soul, funk, jazz, left-field pop, hip-hop, and R&B. The album was released by the independent Hellfire Club and OBE labels. 20. Paak was the lead producer for Watsky's 2014 album All You Can Do and is featured on 3 of its 16 tracks.
2014-2017. Venice and Malibu. Paak performing in July 2016.
On October 28, 2014, Paak released Venice, his debut album as Anderson.
Paak, on OBE and Steel Wool. Paak performed on 6 songs on Dr. Dre's 2015 album Compton and 2 on The Game's The Documentary 2.5. In 2014, Paak also joined Janae Aiko on her Enter the Void tour. In October 2015, he announced that he had recorded material with Schoolboy Q and Ninth Wonder. Paak released his second album, Malibu, on January 15, 2016, to critical acclaim, featuring contributions from Ninth Wonder, Rhapsody, and K. Tronada. 6, 21. In January 2016, he indicated that he had been recording with Flying Lotus. 22. On January 30, 2016, Paak spoke with Scott Simon of NPR's Weekend Eye on Saturday about his tumultuous background as a child of mixed-race parents, that the in his name stands for detail, his apprenticeship with Dr. Dre and how all of these influences shaped his music. 23. On January 30, Paak announced via Twitter he has signed to Dr. Dre's Aftermath Entertainment. 24. He said he always sends his ideas to Dr. Dre and the two work very fast. 25. In 2016, Paak was named one of the XXL freshmen, along with Lil Dicky, Desaigner, Dave East, Denzel Curry, Lil Yachty, G Herbo, Lil Uzi Vert, 21 Savage, and Kodak Black. In August 2016, Paak performed on NPR Music's Tiny Desk concert series with his backing band The Free Nationals. The concert has since become the most popular in the history of the series, according to NPR. 26. 2018-2019. Oxnard and Ventura. In 2018, Paak's new single, Till It's Over, featured in a new TV commercial released by Apple Inc. The advertisement was directed by Spike Jones, featuring FKA Twigs in the video, promoting the Apple HomePod smart speaker. 27. Along with collaborations with Apple, Till It's Over was used in a playlist in the 2018 video game Forza Horizon 4. His song Bubblin' was in the playlist of Madden NFL 19. In an interview with Complex magazine posted on October 10, 2018, Paak revealed that his forthcoming album Oxnard would be released on November 16, 2018. 28. Paak released his third studio album Oxnard on November 16. The album is executive produced by Dr. Dre and is an homage to Paak's hometown in California. The album has a heavy funk theme throughout the project and features artists such as Kendrick Lamar, Snoop Dogg, Pusha T, and J. Cole. The album features the song, Cheers, a Q-Tip featured track paying homage to his late friend Mac Miller. 29. He also co-wrote 2 songs on the 6th album from Christina Aguilera, Liberation, in 2018. On December 3, 2018, Paak announced a world tour in support of Oxnard. The tour is titled Andy's Beach Club and began in the US on February 11, 2019, before heading over to Europe. 30. Paak released his fourth studio album, Ventura, on April 12, 2019, featuring artists such as Andre 3000, Smokey Robinson, Brandy, and the late Nate Dogg, among others. Ventura was executive produced by Dr. Dre and was released by Dre's record label, Aftermath Entertainment. The title follows the theme of his previous albums, making his way up the California coast. Whereas Oxnard covered various snippets of Pac's life in vivid detail, Ventura homes in on more personal details of the artist himself, returning to the mine of slick R&B and funk rap of his acclaimed debut Malibu. Growing up in Oxnard gave me the grit and the church to find this voice of mine. One town over, I went further and found my depth, Pac said in a press statement. 31. He also announced a new tour, titled, The Best Thief in the Game Tour, with Free Nationals, which began on May 17, 2019. The tour was supported by Thundercat, Mac DeMarco, Earl Sweatshirt, No Name, and Jesse Reyes. 32. Pac's music video, Bublin, was nominated for Best Director at the Berlin Music Video Awards in 2019. 33. 2020 present. Silk Sonic on January 20, 2020, Pac was a guest showcase model on the television game show The Price is Right. 34. Also in January 2020, Pac was featured on Eminem's 11th studio album release titled Music to be Murdered By on the track, Lock It Up. 35.
Pac released the non-album single, Lockdown, in June 2020, coinciding with the commemoration of Juneteenth in the United States. The music video, directed by Dave Myers, featured appearances from J-Rock, Dumbfounded, Sir, Sid of the Internet, and other musicians. 36. In August 2020, Pac was featured on the soundtrack to the Madden NFL 21 game, on the song, Cut Em In, featuring Rick Ross. 37. Which was also played during the NCRS of Tom and Jerry.
On February 26, 2021, Pac and fellow American singer-songwriter Bruno Mars announced they formed a band together called Silk Sonic. Their debut studio album An Evening with Silk Sonic was released on November 12, 2021, and includes a collaboration with Thundercat and Bootsy Collins. 38. On April 21, 2021, Anderson .Paak signed a worldwide administrative deal with Warner Chappell Music in partnership with Dr. Dre's hard-working, Black Folks Publishing Company. The agreement includes Paak's and Bruno Mars' Silk Sonic single, Leave the Door Open, and both Paak's music catalog and future releases. 39. The mentioned single topped the U.S. Billboard Hot 100, becoming Paak's first song to do so. 40. Smokin' Out the Window also reached the top 10 on the Hot 100. 41. For the 2022 Grammy Awards, Silk Sonic received 4 Grammy nominations for Leave the Door Open. In November 2021, Pac partnered with Universal Music Group to form a new record label called Ape Shit Inc. 42. On February 13, 2022, Pac was a special guest, on drums, alongside fellow American rapper 50 Cent at the Super Bowl 56 halftime show, which featured performances from fellow American rappers Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Kendrick Lamar, and Mary J. Blige. Personal life: Pac met his wife, Jay Lynn, 43, a music student from South Korea, 14, while she was in college. In 2011, prior to being a successful working musician, Pac was working at a marijuana farm in Santa Barbara. He was dismissed without warning and became homeless with his wife and infant son. 15. The couple had a second son in 2017. 43. Pac confirmed during an interview with The Breakfast Club that this is his second marriage, but that Jay Lynn is the one that matters. 44. Pac has a tattoo on his chest, depicting Stevie Wonder, Aretha Franklin, James Brown, Prince, and Miles Davis, 45, and a tattoo on his arm with the text, When I'm gone, please don't release any posthumous albums or songs with my name attached. Those were just demos and never intended to be heard by the public. 46. Charity. In 2016, Pac founded the Brandon Anderson Foundation, a nonprofit organization which aims to support and create initiatives that uplift, engage, and support the community through access to the arts, supplemental education, and unique experiences to expand the imagination. 47. In December 2017, he launched Pac House, an annual benefit concert which helps raise funds for the organization. 48. 49. Past performers at the concert include The Game, J-Rock, Kali Uchis, Janae Aiko, Ty Dolla $ign, Cordae, Freddie Gibbs, Masego, Thundercat, and Schoolboy Q. 50. As of 2021, The organization has raised more than $500,000 and provided over 3,000 families in the greater Los Angeles area with basic necessities. 51, in 2021. Pack House was hosted at College Park in Oxnard, CA. 52. Discography main article. Anderson .Paak discography. See also, No Worries section discography, and Silk Sonic.
Studio albums Venice 2014. Malibu 2016.
Oxnard, 2018. Ventura, 2019. Collaborative albums. Yes Laud, with Knowledge, as No Worries, 2016.
An Evening with Silk Sonic, with Bruno Mars, as Silk Sonic, 2021.
Tours headlining Andy's Beach Club, with Free Nationals, 2019. The Best Teeth in the Game Tour, with Free Nationals, 2020. An Evening with Silk Sonic at Park MGM, with Bruno Mars as Silk Sonic, 2022. Supporting Wintervention Tour, Wax and Dumbfounded, 2013. Enter the Void Tour, Janae Aiko, 2014. All You Can Do Tour, Watsky, 2014. 24K Magic World Tour, Bruno Mars, 2017-2022 Global Stadium Tour, Red Hot Chili Peppers, 2022. Awards and Nominations Award Year, A, Recipients Category Result Ref. Bet Hip Hop Awards 2016 Himself Best New Hip Hop Artist Nominated, 53. 2019 Best Foreign Act Nominated, 54. Grammy Awards 2017 Best New Artist Nominated, 55. Malibu Best Urban Contemporary Album Nominated. 2019 Bublin Best Rap Performance Won. 2020 Ventura Best R&B Album Won, 56. Come Home Feat. Andre 3000 Best R&B Performance Won. 2021 Lockdown Best Music Video Nominated, 57. Best Melodic Rap Performance 2022 won, Leave the Door Open, Record of the Year won, 58. Song of the Year won Best R&B Performance won. Best R&B Song won Soul Train Music Awards 2016 Himself Best New Artist Nominated, 59.
Centric Certified Award won Sweden GAFA Awards 2016 Best Foreign New Act won, 60. MTV Video Music Awards 2021. Leave the Door Open, Song of the Year Nominated, 61, Best R&B 1 Best Ing 1 Silk Sonic Best Group Nominated. Notes indicates the year of ceremony. Each year is linked to the article about the awards held that year, wherever possible.